Changing weather patterns make it harder for crop herbicides to do the job. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Weather extremes like high temperatures and excessive rainfall can significantly reduce herbicide effectiveness. That's one of the findings of a study titled Searching for Consistent Post-Emergence in Weed Control in Progressively Inconsistent Weather. One of the study authors, Marty Williams of the University of Illinois, says, if a herbicide application is only 95% effective, too much heat or too much water can be a problem.
The incomplete weed control exacerbates the effect of these challenging weather events on the crop. So we have some pretty significant yield losses.
Williams says this puts more pressure on growers to throw everything they can at the problem.
The more complicated we can make it for the weed community, the better. And I know there's limits on what technology is available and what can a grower afford. And there's a whole host of things growers are dealing with, all sorts of challenges. So I think there's a critical need for having a diverse amount of tactics as possible to reduce the chances for breakthroughs of species that are going to be problematic for years to come.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.